Today we'll be continuing our discussion from last week of Lo b'shamayim hi, accepting heavenly signs when it comes to halacha, listening to prophecy when it comes to halacha. So quickly, just to review what we did last week, is that the Rambam, based on the Gemara, tell us that if a Navi comes and tells us, or any heavenly sign tells us that halacha is this way, based on he heard from Hashem, or he has a bas kol, or he heard a heavenly voice, we don't listen to him. We explain that the Ketzos says the reason why we don't listen to him is because the Ratzon Hashem was that Hashem wanted to give us the Torah and for us to be in charge. So therefore, if he says that he heard from Shemayim, otherwise it can't be true, because that's against the Ratzon Hashem. And the Chassam Sofer added, the reason why Hashem did this was because Hashem couldn't let the precedent be that a prophet could come and affect halacha, because chas v'shalom, there'll be false prophets, as we know there were. And if Hashem lets the precedent, there can't be such a precedent. If there's such a precedent that heaven can affect halacha, it could lead to very, very bad things. And therefore, Hashem cut heaven out of halacha. But we'll see, there are certain exceptions. Let's see the first exception, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph says that there was that if there was ever a case, let's say he had a servant, and there's an argument between two Jews who owns the servant. One person says, it's my servant and you sold it to me. The other person says, no, you stole it from me and it's my servant. So you have an argument. So the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu sometimes would say, tomorrow morning, go to the servant, wherever he finds the man, right? Each person would get man. They'll only get their own personal gift of bread in the morning. So the servant wouldn't get it, would be by his Rebbe. His Rebbe would get a double portion, one for him and one for his servant. So Moshe Rabbeinu would say, pretty much, Hashem is going to decide this halacha, that wherever the man happens, if the man happens to be by this guy, that means that he owns the servant, and if the double portion of man is by this guy, that means he owns the servant. So the Kapas Tamarim on that Gemara asked the question, I thought we said that we don't allow heavenly signs to affect halacha, so how can Moshe Rabbeinu paskin based on who Hashem will deliver the man to, that's against the halacha of Lo b'shamayim hi? And chas v'shalom, we said before that this is a very, very big prohibition. It potentially could lead in certain situations to death penalty. It's a Navi Sheker. So how could he do this? So the Torah Tamima and Bechukoisai, Sifkat and Reish HaZayin, brings this question, and he answers very simply. His second answer is, he says this entire halacha that a Navi is not allowed to paskin based on prophecy, this whole discussion of Lo b'shamayim hi, that's only after Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's different. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to paskin based on heavenly signs, based on prophecy, based on Ruach HaKodesh, based on Giloy of Elio. If Elio teaches Malacha, that's also fine. Moshe Rabbeinu is on a different level, and he's exempt from this loss. And therefore, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, to answer the question very simply, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to have the man describe who owns the servants is because it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is on a different plane. The Chassam Sofer really says the same thing, and the Chassam Sofer, based on what we said before, it works out perfectly. He says Lishitaso. According to the Chassam Sofer, what's the reason why we can't allow for a Navi to paskin based on prophecy? Because it could lead to a distortion of halacha. You can't have such a precedent because, what's stopping a false prophet from getting up there? So says Chassam Sofer. But Moshe Rabbeinu obviously is not a problem. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who created the Mesorah. It's Moshe Emes v'Saraso Emes. We're not concerned. It's not going to lead to anything. What are you going to say? Because Moshe Rabbeinu did it, it could lead to distortion. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave us the Torah. He was the Mesorah of the Torah. He was the one who received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave it to us. There's no concern of distortion if Moshe Rabbeinu does something. We're not worried that it might affect the Mesorah incorrectly if Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mesorah. And Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, he has a very lengthy discussion in Chelek Aleph, Arachayim Simimim Aleph. He has a very lengthy discussion about Lo b'shamayim hi in general. And he writes over there in Sifkat and Ches that he says that the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Yisroi already said that Moshe Rabbeinu paskin based on Ruach HaKadosh. So Moshe Rabbeinu, it seems from many, many poskim, is the one exception to the rule, at least for now, the first exception to the rule, that he's allowed to paskin based on prophetic visions. The second discussion is, that I want to talk about today, is a Navi allowed to ask Hashem to remind him about a halacha? Meaning a Navi is not allowed to ask Hashem to paskin, to say a new thing, a new thought. He's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to introduce halachas. But what if we just forgot? You had a shaila. how do we paskin? Do we paskin, you know, like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel? Originally, we always remember we paskin like Beis Hillel. And now we forget the halacha. We forget. We don't know what the halacha is. So could you ask Hashem to remind us? Meaning he's not doing anything new. He's just reminding us of what we forgot. So it would seem that from the Gemara in Temur that we discussed last time, it would be a problem. Because the Gemara in Temur says that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, Klal Yisrael was so distraught, they forgot 3,000 halachas, and they asked Hashem, and Yeshua asked Hashem, please remind me the halachas, and Hashem said, no, I can't. Lo b'shamayim. So it's clear from the Gemara in Temur that it is absolutely not allowed for a Navi to ask Hashem to have halachic rulings based on Shemayim, even if it's just to remind you something that you already knew. However, the problem is the Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, that Beis into Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Minatz Pach Tsoifim Amru, meaning that there are five letters that they're called end letters. You know, there's a mem, and then there's an end mem. There's a nun, and there's an end nun. It's a nun sofit, as they would say it in Hebrew. So the Gemara says that those letters were introduced by prophets, by Nevi'im. The Nevi'im ones were the ones who created these letters. The Gemara asks, I thought a Navi can't create halacha. A Navi Rasha L'Chadish Davar. A Navi can't create halacha. As we said last time, Lo B'Shamayimi, it's not up to them to decide based on prophecy. So the Gemara ends off, El Shikacham Chazru V'Yistam. They didn't create halachas, they just reminded us of the halachas that we had already forgotten. Meaning, these Nun Sofis, these end letters, Klal Yisrael had known them already, and Klal Yisrael had forgotten them. So all the Nevi'im were doing was reminding us of what we had already forgotten, and that's allowed. So it's a clear contradiction. The Gemara Megillah says that a Navi is allowed to remind us of halachas, seemingly based on prophecy. If we already forgot the halachas, he's just reminding us. But the Gemara in Temurah says that when Yeshua forgot the halachas, Hashem said, I'm not going to remind you. So what's going on? So many Achronim, the Torah Tamima, and many other Achronim, explain very simply. When the Gemara in Megillah says that the Nevi'im, the prophets, taught us a halacha, reminded us of halachas that we forgot, it wasn't based on prophecy. You're not allowed to use prophecy to tell you any halachas, even if it's just reminding you of something you've forgotten. When the Gemara in Megillah says that the Nevi'im, the prophets, told us the concept of the end letters, the Nun Sofit, they weren't telling us this information based on prophecy. They learned Torah. At the end of the day, a prophet is still a Talmid Chacham. And he sat down and they learned Gemara like any other person learned Gemara. And they figured out the halachas. They used it. They used their deduction, however they did it. Like Reb Moshe Feinstein sat down and he learned a sugya and he paskin based on that sugya. So the Nevi'im sat down and they paskin that there's a concept of end letters. But meaning, just to summarize, according to most Achronim, a Navi is not allowed to remind you of a halacha that was forgotten through prophetic use, but he's allowed to remind you based on his regular learning. At the end of the day, he's no different than any other Talmud Chacham. So therefore, when the Gemara says in Temurah that Hashem said, I can't remind you of halacha, that was describing Hashem was saying that I can't remind you of halachas just because you forgot. I can't use prophetic visions to remind you of something. And when the Gemara in Temurah, the Gemara Megillah says that the prophets were the ones who reminded Klal Yisrael about the end of letters, it doesn't mean that they didn't use through prophetic vision. It's like a little misleading that it calls them prophets. They happen to be prophets, but they didn't remind them through prophetic visions. They had this information not through prophecy. They got this information through learning Torah like any other Talmud Chacham. The problem is that Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Mem Dalet, seems to indicate that the Nevi'im got this information through prophetic process, which is a problem. So the Chassam Sofer and the Maritz Chiyus and his Sefer Teres and Nevi'im all ask what's going on with Rashi. How could Rashi say that the prophets got this information through prophetic vision? Because Rashi says Api Hadibur. They got this information al piyadibur. Al piyadibur seems to be from the spoken word of God, which means prophecy. So all the Achronim explain, the Chassam Sofer and the Maritz Chiyus say, no, it doesn't mean they got it through prophetic vision. It means through Hashem gave them siyata deshmaya, that through their learning, they were able to get the inspiration, meaning that they sat down to learn, and through siyata deshmaya, through Hashem's help. It's not like through Hashem, meaning Hashem spoke to them, it's through Hashem's help, they were able to learn and paskin correctly. So again, just to summarize, according to most Achronim and most Rishonim, you are not able to paskin based on prophetic process, even if it's just a reminding of halacha that you forgot. When the Gemara says that shachacham b'chazer v'yisam, the Gemara Megillah says that they were reminded, it means they were reminded through regular learning process, but it doesn't mean that they were reminded through prophetic vision. All questions can be sent to avizakadinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.